Now, Iran's Minister of Culture and Islamic Guidance has said Saudi Arabia has sabotaged negotiations on holding this year's Hajj pilgrimage. Ali Jannati also said in the past 4 months, Tehran has been trying to craft a mechanism for the participation of citizens in Hajj. Jannati noted that the Saudi officials responded inappropriately and indifferently. He added that conditions are not ripe for sending Iranian pilgrims to this year's rituals, as Riyadh has failed to give proper assurances about visa and security issues. Iran says it does not send its pilgrims to Hajj unless Saudi Arabia guarantees their safety. More than 400 Iranian pilgrims lost their lives in a tragic stampede in last year's Hajj. Iran has blamed the high number of deaths on Saudi Arabia's, quote, mismanagement of the rituals. Well, to discuss that further, we're now joined by Shabir Hassan Ali, who is an activist and Islamic scholar, and he's joining us live now via Skype from London. Shabir, as always, thanks for joining us. How surprised or not should we be that Iran may not be sending pilgrims this year officially?
Well, I think given the attitude of the Zionists occupying Arabia, it's not surprising at all. And it's actually quite sad that at this point in history, the three main holy places for the Muslims are occupied by Zionists. That is to say, Jerusalem in Palestine, Mecca and Medina in Arabia. I refuse to call it Saudi because I refuse to acknowledge the illiterate family of criminals that have occupied that land for far too many years. But Iran is acting very prudently, as always, because it's not safe for Iranians or anyone really to be going to Saudi, given that last year when the stampede occurred and so many innocents were massacred in cold blood, it's come out, the proof has come out that this was because this little Prince Mohammed had decided to come into a very crowded area with an entourage of vehicles without a care for the logistics or the safety of the people there. We also know that the Saudi regime treats Hajj with contempt, treats Muslims with contempt. It's bombing Muslims in Syria, in Yemen. It's paying for Muslims to be murdered in Palestine. It's making very close diplomatic relations, including paying for the elections of someone who has absolutely no concern for Muslims. Leave Muslims on one side for humans, which is, of course, Netanyahu, that the Panama Papers revealed that Salman, this demented imbecile who claims to run the occupation regime in Arabia, had funded the election campaign for. So it's not surprising, you know, the land, the Islamic holy places are fully occupied at this point, and Muslims need to be aware. As we know, the Saudi regime has currently issued this huge $3 trillion rejuvenation economic package to sort its, you know, remove its dependency allegedly from an oil-based economy. If you go through that, one of the areas they want to talk about is tourism. And this is the way they are. They will not treat the Hajjaj with respect, yet the cost for going to Hajj is in many cases prohibitive. Hajj is, of course, as we know, Islamically, it's something that's an obligation for any Muslim at least once in their life if they're able to. And with the Saudis running that country, occupying that land, it becomes extremely difficult because you have a huge amount of money that you need to pay to them. Leave aside the actual transport and the accommodation, just the actual fees for going to Hajj, you have to pay a draft. For them, it's ridiculous, it's insane. And when people go there, they're not safe because these little princes come out in their big fancy cars with their huge entourages, just literally driving straight into them without a care for, you know, the weak and the infirm and the elderly and, you know, the innocent who have come from all around the world, not because the Saudi regime is over there, but because, as Muslims believe, the house of Allah and the burial place of Prophet Muhammad and so many other special places related to Islam and related to humanity as a whole. So it's not surprising. And I think personally, my opinion is that people should boycott going to the Zionist entity. They should avoid going to Mecca and Medina Of course, if it's obligatory, that's a different thing. They need to confer with the religious authorities, of course. But realistically, Muslims should begin to boycott the Zionists occupying Arabia in the same way that we should be, and inshallah, are boycotting the Zionists occupying Palestine, because this is what they understand. They understand the language of boycott, and they realize what a big problem it is. We can see, of course, evidence of this from what the Zionists in Palestine, occupying Palestine, have done to the prominent leader of the BDS campaign, Mr. Omar Barghouti, in that they've essentially put him under house arrest without calling it such, and prevented him from traveling and everything, which, of course, Press TV covered earlier.
Okay, Shabir, we'll leave it there at that. But, of course, as always, we appreciate you putting that all into context for us. So, Shabir Hasnani, who is speaking to us live from London.